Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. Let's get into the Word of God. Father God, bind up all evil spirits and demonic spirits that come and try to steal the seed. If you will, grab your Bibles with me, and let's go into Galatians 5. And we're just going to pick one out of there today, amen, that we need to talk about. Just one of them, but you can care to read the whole chapter there. All right, so let's look at in Galatians 5 and 19. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication. All right, let's stop with fornication today. I'm going to talk about fornication. Now, in the Greek, when we go to fornication, the word here is porneia, okay? Pornea, and then we also have pornuo, like porn, okay? But when we're talking about this, it is talking about indulged in unlawful lust, all right? You and I know fornication is that, and it's talking about either sex, you're sleeping around. The spirit of fornication, that's what it does. It have sex, okay, with this person, that person. But on a spiritual level, also, it's you could be, you know, committing adultery, fornication, worshiping other gods. Amen. All right. Praise God. But the main thing I want to talk about this fornication that is in verse 21, it says, now, if you practice such things, you know, I just want you to look at this thing. It says, such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Do you know that there's an inheritance? There's something that God has already stored up for you to have when you cross over to the other side. But now, with you participating and working, which means, let's look at the word work there. The word work, it's telling you the activity of involving yourself mentally, physically, okay, effort, okay, that's what you got to get. You put an effort in it done in order to achieve purpose or result of something when you're working something. You put a lot of work into sin. You put a lot of work in to sleep around spiritually as well as physically, which is illegal in the sight of God, okay? And because the work right there, ergo in the Greek, it is telling you, okay? And then it says manifest. It will appear once you go in that direction. So I come today to ask you a question. What in the world you gonna allow fornication, sleeping around, when you can just get married and make it legal before God? So I really want you to look into your relationship with God today. I really want you to ask yourself a question. Me sleeping around, is it worth me losing my inheritance? That, you know, of the kingdom of God. I will not inherit the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, I have eternal life. I have a mansion there, you know, that God said I already have. And, you know, John 14, 2, he said, my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. See what I'm talking about? That when he returned, you know, saying he had you to himself. But we are taking this sleeping around for granted. Another passage, 1 Corinthians 6 and 9, tells you the same thing. You will not inherit the kingdom of God. What is it going to take for a bell to ring off in your head that you should not be fornicating? You should not be sleeping without being married. And then when you get married, don't commit adultery. Don't sleep outside the marriage. Just be faithful, you know, to your husband, faithful to God first. Amen. Through Christ Jesus. Amen. So I want you to ask yourself, is this sex that good where I'm going to lose my eternal life? I'm going to lose the mansion that he promised me and all the stuff that he promised. I'm going to lose all the promises of God over a little bit of desire or lust in the flesh that's temporary. It don't last forever. If that was the case, you know what I'm saying, then I think you would be married. So coach yourself, change your train of thought about having sex with everybody or whoever you're sleeping with, and just get married. If they're not, if you don't have no intentions of marrying them, y'all don't have no intention of getting married, then stop. Stop. Just stop. Stop today. Stop fornicating. Stop. And be married where it's legal for you to have sex. You know, 1 Corinthians 7 is the principle of marriage. Try reading 1 through 5. And that way you'll see that God has created marriage to, you know, in marriage you can have this, you know, legal lovemaking, amen, sexual intercourse. All right? I just come to reason with you today. Really serious about it. Just think about it. It's not worth you losing your inheritance. It's not worth you losing your eternal life. It's not worth that. Sex is not worth it. Go down to the courthouse. Call me myself. Get your license. I will marry you. My wife and I will marry you. I said, we are licensed. Amen. Okay. So, therefore, my number is 470-458-8748. Okay. And then and then I want to say this: if you say you don't know Christ, just say with me, God, I am a sinner, okay, and I ask you to forgive me of my sins, okay, and I ask Jesus Christ into my heart, amen, to be my Lord and Savior. And if you sincerely said that prayer in Jesus' name, then you are saved. Romans 10, 9 and 10, just read it. But we need you to come forth today clean, all right? God bless you. Sure, Christ's name.